Hey, welcome to Intentional Living from our studios in Tucson, Arizona, our ministry center, where we have one big, you know, we call it our humongous goal, right? One big thing, our mission, our passion is to help you. We love you. We care for you. Our mission is to help you experience your life, your marriage, your family, the things that matter in your life as God intended. And he really has good intentions. According to Scripture, he loves us, cares for us, gives us a hope and a future. And we want to remind you of that and help equip those along the path because we're all on it together. That's why we're here. And those who support and pray for us make that possible for us to do that on the radio across the country, online with our podcasts and whatnot around the world and through our events and so on. And as I don't know if I mentioned my name, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Stephen on this very big day in America, Inauguration Day, 47th President of the United States. It's also MLK Day, Martin Luther King Day. And we're going to open up the phone lines here. We've got some calls coming in and others that have left a story with us or people I've talked to about one thing they're doing in 2025 to make their marriage everything that God intends for it to be. And speaking of Martin Luther King Jr., I think he made a profound statement that relates not only to life, but certainly to marriage. He made the statement that forgiveness is not an occasional act. It is a constant attitude. And it really is true, isn't it? You can't live in a marriage without that constant attitude of forgiveness, because we're going to constantly be stepping on each other's toes or feelings in life. I mean, that's just part of it. So, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we honor you today, and thank you for that quote. And by the way, speaking of Inauguration Day, a lot of changes going on in the country, a lot of stress in the country. The world has got a lot of issues. Our parts of California have been on fire. You talk about the challenges of so many. Many of your friends and family and those who've listened to the ministry being affected in California. We need to be praying for this nation. We need for God's revival in the hearts of the nation, and we need to be praying for those in leadership at the state levels of each of the states and in each city. And of course, today, as we see a change in the administration, praying for our president and the Supreme Court and the Congress, for those who are in leadership. The Bible tells us, commands us to pray for those in authority over us. We need to do that. So that's something we should be thinking about today. All right, let's get back to the calls that we have on hand today. Let's go to, let me see here. I think I'm going to Sharzetta in Michigan. How are you today? Oh, I think we're going to Linda first. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Yeah, hi.
Hi there.
I'm in Michigan. I'm a widower. My husband and I had 42 years of marriage, and after he came to Christ, it was just such a blessing. And it was through everything that I went through that brought him there. So he's been gone now. February 21st will be 11 years.
Well, so when you look back, what one thing would you share with those who are coming up behind you in their marriage that could make a difference?
Don't lose your faith in the Lord. Mm. He is there for you, and he will get you through everything.
Yeah.
Different ones asked me, how did you put up with him for all those years? And I said, simply by the grace of God.
Mm.
And my children, they have benefited from it as well. I had two prodigal children, and they both came back to me, and they said it was your faith that got us through.
Mm. Wow. Simple message, powerful result. Stay focused on what matters most, your spiritual life, obviously. All right, let's go. Stephanie in Arizona, what's the one thing that you've been doing in your marriage?
Yes, the way we work on our marriage is constantly trying to put our marriage before our children.
That's good. How do you do that?
We try to make sure that we stay focused on each other, you know, with activities and things that happen. Life gets busy. So date nights and just making sure we have one-on-one time with each other.
Now, do the kids go like, hey, we don't like that, and they try to butt in and pay attention to me when you're trying to pay attention to each other?
Well, we have a six-year-old, so he'll come in and sneak in on a hug or whatever. But mostly, no. They're very loving and kind, and they're excited whenever we go anywhere. We always try to do an activity with them ahead of time, and then we make it known that, hey, we're going out to have time for us.
Yeah, that's good. What difference has that made, do you think, in your family and to your kids?
It makes a big difference because with life gets busy, and if you can't show affection and time for each other, the importance of your marriage just kind of dwindles. So for our kids, it shows them that it's okay to be a little selfish and take some time to show somebody that you love them and that you're going to put the effort forward.
Yeah.
And it shows them a respect of how to treat their spouse when they get older and why that's important.
Mm-hmm. It's powerful.
As mom, I tend to, oh, my child. But they're not my child. They're God's child. And so I have to remember in the back of my mind, eventually they're going to grow and leave us. And I'm going to be left with a spouse that either I know and I love and I adore, or somebody that I don't know and I don't really even want to be with. That relationship is so important. And many times as moms, we tend to put our kids ahead of our husbands. And that's just not God's plan for us.
Yeah, that's good. Good reminder. Thank you for that, Stephanie. Appreciate it. By the way, if you want to leave a story with us, one thing you've learned, something made a difference in your marriage, your family, we're all in this community together. This is Intentional Living at 888-1717. We got more great one things coming up here in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Imagine two different people. Both love God and want His will for their lives. But one of them lives a life that's wrapped up in worries, fears, and the challenges of the day, while the other wakes up to an intentional life that's free from those burdens. In Dr. Randy's message, Intentional Living Will Change Your Life, you'll learn 5 steps to living an intentional life in Christ and how your life can be transformed.
We believe that when we understand God's intention for our life, not only is God given the glory for it, but our lives are better for it.
When you support Intentional Living right now with a monthly gift, you'll be a part of a special group that gets this message, along with unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Start the new year off right by living intentionally. Give now, and you'll get access to these helpful resources by calling 888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt, for the reminder. And I mentioned a few days ago that we wrapped up 2024 with a great deal of gratitude, appreciation, and love and respect for all of you who prayed for us and helped us get through 2024 with your financial support. We're listener supported. We're part of Intentional Life Media and Family Life Radio, but we have a budget within the budget. And we monitor it very carefully. And I've always said we'll be as transparent and open with what's going on as we can. And we ended the year. We had a campaign there the last few days. I thank those of you who called and gave so generously, some of you matching gifts and some of you sharing a match and a gift. And it was just an exciting time. And everything's been added up. And the accountant, our CFO, said we ended the year just a little over $12,000 short of what the need was for the year. But we always maintain a reserve so we can, you know, absorb those moments because we want to practice what we preach, to have reserves. We don't borrow money. And so I just want to share with you, thank you for helping us. And maybe this could be the time in the next few days here in the month of January that not only would we meet the need for January, but catch up from last year. And maybe you're one that would say, hey, I want to take care of that. Just a thought. You know who you are. God's blessed you. And this new season, this new year, and you want to be a part of it in a significant way like that, we'd appreciate it. You can join us. You can either call during West Coast business hours, talk to one of our staff, 888-1717, 888-1717, or you can go online anytime to theintentionallife.com. I would say When you call, however, let them know you're calling on behalf of the Intentional Living Ministry, because our staff answer the phone for the ministry in general, and that way they'll be clear and saying, oh, you want to be a part of making sure the Intentional Living keeps going, and we'd appreciate it. All right? Okay, we're talking about the power of one thing today in your marriage. You're welcome to share your comment on our storyline at 888-888-1717.
My name is Danette. What I want to do this year for my marriage is to thank my husband more often and appreciate him. I find that I personally always want to dwell on the bad things. And the other night I was talking to him, and I think in my heart I really wanted to start a fight. And I asked him, you know, what it is that, how he feels love. And, you know, I guess I really wanted to tell him how I felt love. And his way of giving love is by cooking and doing acts of service towards me, so he said. And the thing is, he looked so happy, like a little kid, saying, oh, I just love making you food, and I love doing things for you. That all of a sudden my heart was melted, and I was like, I can't believe I was going to pick a fight with you over I wanted you to treat me and love me in a completely different way. And I found myself thanking him and telling him how wonderful. I was so glad that, you know, I have him in my life and that he does these things for me. And it really, I just felt the Holy Spirit kind of making me realize that I needed to appreciate him. And that is going to be my intention for this year, is to continue to appreciate him and thank him when he does, you know, any little thing for me, because it just made us closer that evening. And it was just a wonderful experience, at least for me. I don't think he had any idea, but, well, I guess it felt good because he was smiling. So thank you for your program. Bye-bye.
Yeah, listen, you got women listening saying, hey, does he have a brother, you know, someone who loves doing things? all right. We're talking about the power of one thing. You know what? Change your marriage. Save a marriage. Figure out what one thing can I do to build into my marriage over these next 30 days. Ron, you're next. When did you start doing this one thing for your marriage?
7 years ago, I asked my wife for a divorce. Mm-hmm. Wasn't working. But about 6 years ago, I started listening to your program, and I have followed a lot of the things you have suggested to try, such as I've gone to my wife and says, what is one thing that I can change to make our marriage better? I do that about every 2 months, 3 months, try to find something new. It started, well, I don't know anything. Then I've also gone in and says, what is one thing that shows you I love you that I do? And our marriage, we've celebrated 24 years in September. We're as happy as we've ever been. She has changed. She is trying hard, you know, and it's wonderful. And I wanted to thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. You've done the work, though, Ron. I mean, what you've done.
I understand.
What you said is, hey, one thing. What happens is, I think what happens to men is we get inundated with all of the books on marriage and all the things we're supposed to do, and there's 29 things, and we end up doing nothing because we get overwhelmed. And you've said, hey, what's one thing I could do? And she told you, and you do it, and you do it because you love her. And I'll tell you, that's mileage in your relationship, because she knows you're doing it because you love her. And it makes a difference. Sounds like it's been a difference maker in your marriage.
Oh, it has. You know, and I'm not perfect at changing it, but she sees that I'm trying, and she sees and understands that that's an issue for her. You know, so it shows me that I care about her, and it's just not about me in this mm-hmm. marriage. It's about both of us.
Yeah, that's good. Good stuff. All right, let's keep going. Going from Ron to Rodney. Two guys in a row from Arizona here. Rodney, appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
What we've done that's been such a blessing is we do a morning prayer together, and a lot of times, or probably most of the time, we have to do it via phone just because mm-hmm. of our work schedules, but it really helps get you focused on the correct things in life on a daily basis.
What difference do you think that makes when you think about it long term? How has that helped you sustain your marriage over the years?
Well, it just breaks down many barriers and softens your heart and prepares you to listen to what God tells you throughout the day. It just sets the day on a track for God to use you.
On track. I mean, that's really what we're talking about, aren't we?
Claudia, sounds like peace is something going on in your relationship. What's your one thing?
One thing for my marriage is to always stay in peace with each other and with the Lord, and also to always be in prayer.
Mm-hmm. How do you stay in peace? What do you do to make that happen?
We pray in case, like if he tells me something that I don't agree or I'm concerned about it, we pray about it, and then we leave it alone, and then we come back again, and we talk about it, and that's how we stay in peace.
All right, so instead of taking everything personally or arguing, you're going to take it to the Lord and then come back. But you don't leave it. You come back to continue to talk until you come to some resolution.
Yes, exactly, because we used to argue a lot, but, you know, we decided that God didn't put us in this world to fight or argue. We're supposed to always be in harmony and love, mm-hmm. and that's what we have learned.
Yeah, that's good. And it's difficult to be always in harmony and love, right? That's a decision we have to make. All right, Stephen is answering phones today, and we had a call that came in that dropped. We couldn't get her on the air, but she left a comment. What was it?
Well, she was a widow, had been one for several years, and was really touched by Arlena's comment last Wednesday. And what she said is, my one thing is what I've been learning now, even though I've been a widow for years. And the one thing was, I should have listened intentionally, and I didn't.
Yeah.
And the other thing was, I'm listening intentionally now to others. And then the other thing is, I remember the good things in our marriage.
Yeah.
So she's not concentrating on the bad things or the wrong things, but she says, I'm remembering the good things about my husband.
Yeah.
And so she's continuing. So she's being intentional, and she's doing one things now.
That's good. You know, we should do a show sometime on widows, those who are divorced, those who've lost their spouse for whatever reason, and one lesson they learned that they would help others so they didn't go through maybe the same thing later in their life. All right. Thank you, Stephen. Let's get to Frankie over in New Mexico. Thanks for waiting. What's your one thing for marriage?
I've been saved close to 30 years now, mm-hmm. and my wife's been saved pretty close to 30 years. And what we base our marriage on is Christ. He's a solid rock, and he's the only one that can withstand the storms that come. And the only reason why that we can withstand the storms is because he's our solid rock. He's our center. He's unbeatable. He's unbreakable.
Well, how do you handle it, Frankie, when you have these storms? I mean, you have disagreements, you have arguments, you have a financial loss or whatever. What is it that you do, or how does that pull you together?
Yes, sir. Well, I believe at first, you know, throughout the years, me and my wife have learned to pray a lot, to really mm-hmm. pray, because, you know, as human beings, we have our own opinions, our own, you know, suggestions, our own, you know, own personalities, our own temperaments. So I believe prayer is very, very crucial to a key element to mm-hmm. our marriage,
mm-hmm.
To get through these storms and to not only get through the storms, but to resolve or to come to an engagement that is good for both husband and wife.
Mm, that's good. All right. Thank you, Frankie. I hope you're all taking notes, because this has been good so far. Time's passing quickly. Let me get to Goran, who's in Kansas. What's your story, Goran?
I live almost 33 years being married. My wife just passed away last week from glioblastoma cancer.
I'm so sorry.
And she's with the Lord. Mm. The few things that we learned through our marriage, and our marriage was like a wine. The older we become, the better we become, although we didn't really drink, neither one of us. One thing we learned, we give each other a lot of affirmation daily. 10 to 15 times, I will tell my wife, I love you. She will do the same thing. There was no phone call that we would hang up talking to each other and not telling each other that we love each other. Second thing we learned as a husband and wife, being very quickly to each other, be very forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We were quickly able to say sorry to each other immediately. If we're realizing that we say something wrong or we break the fellowship, we immediately confess ourselves and ask for forgiveness. And the third that really helped our marriage to be able to excel as we were living together, we daily pray. intentionally. I will drive, I will call my wife, and I will pray to her for 15, 20, 30 minutes as I've been driving to work. And we were intentionally praying for our marriage, for our children, for all of our needs. So that these three things I see involved in my marriage, and my marriage becomes stronger as we live together, and we were embracing these three things that really help us to have a wonderful, blessed, loving marriage. She was the wife who actually introduced me to the Lord. I came from Europe. I was an unsaved person, and she introduced the Lord to me, and she lived a life that showed me the Lord and drew me to Him to the way she lived. So thank you for letting me share this, my little experience that I have with my wife in our marriage. Hopefully it can be a blessing to somebody who hear that.
Well, it was an encouragement and a blessing to me, Goran. How are you doing? I'm so sorry for your loss. I mean, 33 years, loving marriage. How are you doing?
I'm doing better than I expected, only by the grace of God. We just have a funeral the other day. As long as I'm focusing on the truth, knowing that my wife is with the Lord and not lacking anything, and she's in the presence of perfectness, I'm fine. But the moment I'm looking upon myself, poor me, you know, I'm lonely, I'm not having my wife anymore, then I can have a trouble and difficulty. So really, it's above your mind. You have to focusing on the truth. And I feel in the power of prayers of many Christians and believers praying for us in my family. So that's a big part, that this Christian community embraces us and praying for us, which is giving us strength each day to get through.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a challenging journey, but at the same time, we're experiencing grace of God in our own personal life through this tragedy and difficult circumstances.
I'm a busy person with lots of things to do on my to-do list today. Some of what I do may even please God and serve others, but I go about my daily life without really having clear understanding of my life's direction or my purpose concerning, and you fill in the blank. I do lots of good things, but without adequate clarity. I'm busy, but without clear goals for my life or my health or my family. Sometimes I try too hard to measure up to what others expect of me, but I realize that's the wrong yardstick. If you relate to those statements, you're living an unintentional life.
Wow, that's an excerpt from the lesson on the power of how intentional living can change your life. It's our lesson featured for this month from the Intentional Living Center. Thanks to those of you who are praying for us, supporting us, making it possible for us to do this every day. And I thank you for it here in 2025. To find out more about the Ministry of Intentional Living today at theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717.
My 30-day intentional intentions is to have a better attitude toward the way that I speak to my husband. I'm going through menopause and it is getting the best of me. And every day I ask our Heavenly Father, please, please just bind my tongue, because I just find that I'm short with Him and it's just not the way that I want to be walking. And so I just pray every day that our Heavenly Father gets me through this, because yeah, this is real. And I'm sure that there are other women out there dealing with the same thing, and I just pray for them as well, because it is not easy. Prayers going up for all the women who are dealing with menopause.
All right, there you go. And you ladies understand that better than I do. All right, we're talking about the power of one thing in your marriage. And of course, today is a big day in our country. We mentioned it's, of course, Inauguration Day. I think everybody knows that. As the new president, Donald Trump, becomes president today. This is Inauguration Day for the country. A lot of changes. And then, of course, it's Martin Luther King Day. And, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Made an interesting statement. He said, by opening our lives to God in Christ, we become new creatures. This experience, which Jesus spoke of as the new birth, is essential if we are to be transformed nonconformists. It's an interesting way of putting it. Only through an inner spiritual transformation do we gain the strength to fight vigorously the evils of the world in a humble and loving spirit.
That's pretty profound stuff. Thank you, MLK. So a lot going on in the country today, and I hope a lot going on in your own lives, as now more than ever, as citizens of the United States or wherever you're listening, but more importantly today, being a citizen of the kingdom of God as a follower of Jesus Christ, when we choose to be intentional in our walk with Him, it's transformational. It really is. Okay, I think I've got time for one more. Mary in New York, how are you doing today?
Oh, great. I'm doing well. I just wanted to let you know that to encourage your listeners that it was before, at the age of 47 for myself and my husband was 50, we came to know the Lord as Savior. And if it wasn't for that, for Jesus, we would have been divorced. And now we put Him first, and we are in retirement and enjoying every minute of it. It's been wonderful to be able to serve together at church. My husband facilitates a couple's Bible study. We are just blessed with still pretty decent health, so we can enjoy biking and walking and just being each other's best friends. And really, after Jesus, it comes our marriage, and we stay true to it. So our pastor has always said, love your spouse better than they deserve. And really, we try to help bless each other.
That's true. What was it that brought you to Christ?
We got an invitation from one of my students' parents, and I said, something's different about your daughter, because I taught at-risk students, and she was just a pleasure, and so was her sister. And the mom said, they love Jesus, and I said, well, I want to love Jesus like that. Well, and my husband and I came to know the Lord exactly at the same time.
Wow, that is a story. Thank you for sharing that with us. You talk about you know, how the children certainly can lead the parents. We can learn some lessons from the trust, the faith of the little ones who have given their life to Christ. All right, we're wrapping up the show today. Thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for your prayers. Let's pray for our nation, for our leaders today. We want to thank you for your prayers and support for the Intentional Living Ministry. On behalf of Jennifer and Stephen and the rest of the Intentional Living family, thank you for everything you're doing to allow us to be a part of your lives. And when you share your life with us, we feel enriched as well. Share your story at 888-888-1717. Press number 2 to talk to one of our staff about what's going on in your life and join in support of the ministry. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, and it is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.